got David Ray Griffin and Professor Stephen Jones on together. I thought that would be interesting to have them on both together. The balance of the hour, trying to answer your questions, go to your calls. Adam, Troy, John, we'll get to all of you. One way or the other. But to answer the question about the Rainbow Coalition, Jesse Jackson, all those groups, they're going to be thrown to the back of the bus by Barack Obama. You know, he'll go speak to their groups, but that's about it. Obama isn't going to want to upset, lily white America too much with all of that. In fact, that's why they want a black president, the New World Order, is so they can carry out all of this corruption, carry out squeezing of the poor. It's called left cover. And so now he can warmonger and spy and do everything, but the left will just can't criticize a black guy. And so it means they can move the ball on the field. I don't know what's going to happen with the big three automakers. They'll probably just get bought up or merge with Toyota, Nissan, Datsun, some of the other companies, German companies, Daimler, Chrysler. They're going to get reorganized. $25 billion, $50 billion, it's not going to bail them out. The real economy is dying by design. We were put in this position. The bankers did everything they could to kill the economy. Then they cut the credit off. So I think you'll end up having some smaller bailout in the interim. But again, I don't have a crystal ball. Usually when you think I'm predicting something, I'm only reading what the globalists have said they're going to do. We have articles up on prisonplanet.com right now where they openly admit global warming's fake. They're going to use it to enslave us. I mean, they admit they're building FEMA camps, and they admit they want our guns. I mean, I'm only covering what they say they're going to do. They aren't being very clear on the auto bailout right now. It looks like they're not going to do it, but they still could. But what will that do? Put off the inevitable for a year or two? So I hope that answers your question, sir. Let's go ahead and jam in another call here right now. Let's go ahead and talk to, is it Adam in Texas? Adam, you're Hello? On the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, man. I know your show, and I know pretty much that you've got generally the same ideas as myself and a lot of Americans. But, man, I've been doing so much research, and I'm just getting to the point where I'm trying to figure out exactly what we need to do as Americans to wake up other Americans and be like, look, these things are there. They're here. You know, what do you think is the best thing that we can do?
We need individuals to pull all sorts of stunts. Let's say you own a printing company, put out a fake, with 1,000 copies or 10,000 copy newspaper, your local paper. Get the same typeset, make it look the same, and then write up little blurbs with real information in it, and then that will end up being on all your local news about that stunt, and then those issues that are in the article will get out. Same thing just happened in New York. Or micro FMs. As long as you're not interfering with a commercial station, and as long as people are quiet about it, just put them up and let them be there. People won't even know where it's coming from. Have a local micro FM. Carry Genesis Network or, whatever you want, and put out the truth that way on the FM dial. Access TV, making copies of films, emailing your own email list with films, talking to your neighbors, talking to your church. Look, people have this image that we have to all fix everything ourselves individually. No, it's all of us doing a little something. And, I mean, does that answer your question?
To an extent. I also had another question for you, and I haven't listened too much, so I don't know if you've already talked about this. Do you know much about, Planet X? And
it's not real. It's not real. You know what? I'm going to put you on hold. During breaks, I'm going to be taking calls just for the Internet audience. Stay with us. I'll answer your question in the next break.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, welcome, welcome on this 19th day of November 2008. Got about 52 minutes left in this coast-to-coast broadcast. We are live, transmitting over the web at PrisonPlanet.tv on the visual, on the three-dimensional there, two-dimensional. And we are going over the radio as well on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget, for this month in November into December, you get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. All of my films in super high quality, hundreds of weekly TV reports, extras, a bunch of other films, 4.5 years up and running, thousands of pieces of media, and your membership at PrisonPlanet.tv also makes this radio show and future films possible. So be sure and check out the 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I thought I'd get both these guys on together, something a little different. I mean, obviously, I could have one of them on for 10 hours. They've got so much knowledge apiece. But we've got David Ray Griffin on with physics professor Stephen Jones together. And they're both big 9/11 truthers. And so I thought, well, originally I was going to have them on for this hour because National Geographic wanted to interview me and others about 9/11 truth. And then I found out that the guy that was doing the piece, this Erickson, is specializes in hit pieces on the JFK assassination, on other, and I watched some of his programs, and let me tell you, I've never seen anything like it. So I didn't want to be a kind of a cardboard cutout in a stacked deck. I think Griffin and Jones are still being interviewed for it, but they were going to be here today, and I saw the program, you know, inside the shooter car this Sunday you made for Discovery. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I mean, bottom line, they admit they tore up the Chrysler, took it apart, hid the evidence, took it away. Witnesses said there were bullet holes all over it, in the windshield. None of that. And a parade of spooks telling us that Oswald did it alone. And I just said, you know what? I just don't even want to be around these people. And they're like, but you don't want to be on TV? No, I don't care. That said, I've never turned down an interview, but when it's this bad, I just am not going to be part of it. Bringing that subject up, let's go to David Ray Griffin first, briefly. David, I guess you're still going to be interviewed by these guys?
Well, it is scheduled, but it's up in the air. And, I felt the show they did on 9/11 was pretty horrible. And, you know, they... I'm mixing with the
JFK.
The History Channel did that.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen enough of the National Geographic. The one show I turned down was the second BBC show,
mm-hmm.
Which was on World Trade Center 7. And Stephen went ahead and went on that one, and I'm glad he did because he was able to get in a lot of good points, as did Richard Gage. And, you know, they said, well, that show was going to be better. It indeed was better than the original BBC show on the towers, but it was still full of lies, and mainly the big lie about Barry Jennings' timeline, which they totally took out of context.
Okay, we're going to go over that, and I'm glad that's why you're here today, and I was originally just to have you talk about 9/11 evidence. Okay, I agreed to do BBC, and that was a hit piece and was twisted, but let me tell you, they at least acted like they were getting our side. This guy, this Erickson, if you watched the JFK shooter car, inside the shooter car, completely one-sided.
Yeah.
I have never seen a hit piece even approaching this. So a word to the wise is sufficient to you and Professor Jones, both of you professors. Believe me, I don't just back out of – I mean, I'm not afraid of going up against somebody. But if I know that their specialty – this type of intellectual quackery, then I'm not going to be part of it. So just a heads up. Let's bring Stephen Jones up. Speaking of that last BBC hit piece, what did you think of that, Professor Jones?
Well, I want to talk about BBC, but also the National Geographic interview that I have already had, actually, Alex, last week. So starting with BBC, like I say, I was able to get a few points in. I was very disappointed in their headline that came out before the preliminary, this report from NIST, and that was that the World Trade Center 7 mystery has been solved. Well, you know, it's not solved until they get the report, until we have a chance to respond and review what they said. So, yeah, overall, the piece was basically a hit piece. But like David said, we were able to get a few points across, which I was very gratified that we were able to get some truth out through that medium. I think it's very important that we continue to reach people through the media, even if they're not entirely friendly to us. You know, it gives us a chance to reach people. Then they can get online and learn more. Now, Alex, I would like to say about this Robert Erickson. I was interviewed by him last week. Let's see, it would be Thursday. And frankly, I thought his questions were very fair. I don't think I gave him a lot of ammunition to do a hit piece because I was very circumspect in my answers. There was a question, there are a lot of questions about the science, the technical details, the dust of 9/11. Which I was just very pleased to answer. And frankly, he seemed quite interested. So I don't know if this will be different from the JFK. I suspect it will.
Well, what they do is they do with crop circles, with other JFK events, they do specific little scientific tests, and then they say, case closed, Oswald alone, you know, shot him from behind. So, I mean, I'm not saying you're bad for doing the interview. I'm glad you did it. I'm just saying, look out. I also kept asking him, what do you want to interview me about? Send me questions. And they wouldn't give me the questions, so that's the main reason. But let's get into the latest BBC piece with David Ray Griffin, and then Professor Jones, come in with your own points on the science as a physicist dealing with this. But Professor Griffin, breaking down the latest BBC piece saying we saw Building 7 and this is why it happened. Break that down for folks, the distortions.
Well, partly they're basing it on what they assumed NIST was going to say. The NIST report, the report of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which wasn't out yet, but they clearly were talking with them and had a pretty good idea what they were going to say. And one thing NIST had done was to distort the timeline of Barry Jennings and Michael Hess. As you know, and most of your listeners know, Jennings very clearly said that he and Hess went into the World Trade Center Building 7 very early, right after the first strike. So they were up there by about 9 o'clock. He's certain he was there at 9:03 when the second strike on the South Tower occurred. And shortly thereafter, they went down the stairs. The elevator wouldn't work. And Jennings said he was on the BBC show. He said he was going a landing at a time. And so they were going down very fast. So that means they would have gotten down to the sixth floor by about 9:10 or 9:15 at the latest. And there was this huge explosion. They went back up to the eighth floor, broke a window. Jennings said, I looked out, and both towers were still standing. So what the NIST said, well, these two guys were in there, and there was a big event, but it was just the North Tower coming down. Well, of course, that was 10:28, which is over an hour later. And Hess remained silent, of course, all those years. And then as soon as Jennings dies, the BBC interviews Hess, and Hess is freely does an interview now, and of course tells this new story and tells the timeline. And interestingly, of course, Hess is still alive.
Also on record here, he went on Fox TV, he went on other news channels right after the towers had collapsed, and he's on tape talking about how he quickly got out of the building and then how the towers collapsed. So clearly on record, BBC and everybody knows that that was a very short time frame, not 3 hours. So we're seeing massive deception right there on its face.
Well, we know that Hess was being interviewed half mile away before noon. Probably 11:34, but at least before noon. And in this claim, they didn't even get rescued until 10 after 12, or 10 or 15 minutes after 12. So we know they're lying about that. I don't think I didn't hear him say anything about the towers coming down, but what he did say was that there was a big explosion. And now he's changed the story, and he says, well, yeah, I thought there was an explosion at the time, but now I realize it was just the North Tower coming down.
Well, the way the program implied it, I mean, they don't state anything in these except the pieces, was that it was the towers falling. And then they, you know, got them out of the building after the towers had fallen. I mean, that's the point I'm making, is they imply the explosions are the towers falling.
That's right.
Now, Stephen Jones particularly gets into the science itself. What did you think about the science they were putting out in that piece?
Well, I've been disappointed, you know, they did there. Let me put some background, Alex. About the time they interviewed me, we were finishing up our 14 points paper, which is published in the Open Civil Engineering Journal. So people can Google on that or go to journal911studies.com, and it's right at the top, a link to this paper in an established journal. So point 11 there, I discussed with the folks from BBC, which has to do with the steel recovered from the site of World Trade Center 7. That just looks like Swiss cheese. I don't know if you've seen the photos, but it's heavily corroded and shows sulfur inside the steel. And, of course, that's been a point in my first paper on 9/11 and then again on this 14-point paper. And so I raised that with BBC, and we discussed it at some length. In fact, I even did an experiment right there with them taping it with thermite and sulfur added. You and I have talked about this a number of times, I think, Alex.
Well, hold on one moment. I'm actually going to skip this break because this information is too important right now.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those terrorists accused of bringing down the Twin Towers on 9/11 were found employed in foreign countries? How could they have been responsible for this terrorist act and die in the crash and in the fire if they were not even in the United States? At least 9 have been found working in the computer industry and other related industries in Islamic countries. Who told us these men were responsible? Were they diverting attention from themselves and their hired agents? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Release Saddam Hussein.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Okay, so Professor Jones is talking to the... We're going to go back to Professor Griffin here in just a moment. He's talking to the National Geographic guy, and the guy's saying, this Professor Eager wants to know exactly how many bombs were in the building and exactly how they wired up 7 and Tower 1 and 2. Well, he asked me that same question over the phone, and I said, well, Building 7 was a spook building, CIA, FBI. It was the emergency, and he just started laughing at me. I mean, that's an admitted fact, but it's real funny. You know, it's the same thing with the other buildings. And Professor Jones was saying, well, hey, we found the explosive residue. That's the issue here, not how did they commit the whole crime. We're saying there's evidence of a crime. That's why we needed a real investigation, not a cover-up. Professor Jones?
And that's right, Alex. And that's what I explained to him and on tape. And, you know, so I didn't give him an exact scenario. What I said was there's a lot we can learn from the hard physical evidence from the 9/11 dust and these residues that we're looking for that NFPA 921, the National Fire Code, requires at the scene of a fire where there's a crime. It certainly applies on 9/11. But then the next step, just like in CSI, the scientists do their work, but then you have other investigators with subpoena power, for instance, in a trial setting, so that you can ask questions from a lot of people and get the answers of exactly how it was.
Well, you've now gotten peer-reviewed journals on this, and I want to talk about that more. Yeah. But going back to David Ray Griffin, who, by the way, has written, what, now 7 books on 9/11. Is that correct, Professor?
Yes.
And we'll talk about the latest book before you leave us here. But the time we've got, you know, you've studied more psychology. You've studied more the human mind. You know, that's what your degree is more focused on. Studying this and being involved in the investigation, you know, we've got the Solicitor General's, wife. Now the FBI admits that he made up the phone call. She didn't call him. I mean, how are they getting so many people to lie who've been caught in lies? And how do they get these TV presenters to knowingly go out and lie and say that Barry Jennings was in the building 3 hours when he was in there 20 minutes? I mean, how do they find people to do this?
Well, they pay them big salaries. A lot of my work was in the problem of evil. And this is, of course, a very old story. And it is, it still is shocking, even though, you know, I've studied it over the centuries, the really just horrible things people can do and at the same time be kind of ordinary good family men. I mean, this was notorious about the Nazis that, in fact, you know, the famous statement called The Banality of Evil, a study of the Nazis, that these were just ordinary family men, but get put in situations where their, you know, their job depends on it, their career depends on it, their salary depends on it, and so on. And it is astounding what people will do. I was very disappointed on the BBC show. They at least dealt with this question of the steel that had been turned into Swiss cheese looking stuff. That they at least mentioned this, but they brought on one or two of those professors at Worcester Polytechnic Institute who had done that study. And, you know, at the time they said, well, they had no idea where the sulfur came from. And on the BBC show, one of them said, oh, well, I don't find that surprising. It could have just kind of mixed in, you know, heating up underground there. And,
yeah, they claim, you know, steel now corroded in a few weeks in the heat when it's got the, according to Jones and others, you know, the classic burn holes, you know, that happen from something really fast.
Yeah. Well, that's right, and you'd be talking about extremely high temperatures. Stephen, what temperatures would you need to oxidize steel?
Well, of course, steel can rust, but the point here is that there are very high temperatures and evidence to reduce that steel beam to the thickness. Very thin paper thin with holes in it, plus the sulfur in the steel. And I caught that, too, the fellow from WPI saying, well, it could, the operative term there is could have been something like a wallboard that could introduce sulfur. But you see, wallboard has calcium and sulfur, and they're very tightly bound with oxygen as well, calcium, sulfur. So, you know, it's not an issue here of just saying you could do it. You do experiments. That's what we do in science. That's why I did the experiment with Thermate. I showed.
Well, we're going to break and come back and talk about that experiment, and then from both of you, both Professor Jones and Professor Griffin, find out where you think this should go from here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
You know, in the 25 minutes or so of airtime we have left with both of you gentlemen today, I'd like for you both to have a discussion and cover the issues that you think are most important. And you know, we can go back over the science of Building 7 or Tower 1 or 2, or that's only a small part of it. Take all the evidence together, that's what's really strong. It's just seeing the other side, how they always lie, they always distort, they always twist, knowingly. And I go back to what I was saying to David Ray Griffin, who's a top theologian, amongst other things, is, yeah, the nature of evil. Do they rationalize to themselves? I think some of them do that. But others, you know, it's funny to them. I guess they get a thrill by working with the evil, by being patted on the head by the system. David Ray Griffin?
Well, you know, it's hard to know in all cases. I think some of it is what Sinclair Lewis pointed out long ago, that it's hard to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it. So I think in some cases, the people in the news media, they have blinders on and they just look selectively at the evidence that seems to support the official story. And so they recognize, well, if they twist a little bit here and there, they're doing it for a larger truth they can rationalize. So I think there's quite a bit of that going on rather than just, I know I'm doing something really horrible, but I need the money. So I think there's a lot of self-delusion that allows people to live with themselves.
Absolutely. Stephen Jones, I know you're a physicist, so you stick mainly to the science, but dealing with these people, I mean, your evidence, your research is conclusive. It fits in with other research and eyewitness reports. I mean, they're fitting square pegs and round holes. We're fitting round, you know, pegs and round holes. I mean, what has this whole journey been like for you, and where do you see 9/11 truth going now? And then I'll ask that same question to Griffin. Now that Obama's coming in, some are saying, oh, my gosh, they think everything's fine okay now. They're going to sleep, not understanding the very same military-industrial complex that clearly staged the attacks is still in control.
Let me respond to that particular issue of where 9/11 truth movement is going, Alex. I'm actually quite encouraged. See, the flip side to those basically official people missed, for example, that keep evading many of our questions, and then anyway, we could discuss that further. But I want to hit on and mention the people that are helping us, and these are there's really a very large, as you know, and you're a big part of it, this large public movement to get at the 9/11 truth. And in particular, I want to thank those people in New York City who saved World Trade Center dust, the 9/11 dust. On that day or shortly thereafter, we now have four samples that we're looking at in very actively and scrutinizing very carefully. And this dust is just revealing so much to us about what really happened that day. I have heard reports that the officials that gathered up the steel and shipped that over to Asia for melting also tried to gather up all the dust, but they did not succeed. A lot of people saved dust because it came into their apartments. It invaded their private space, and to their great credit, these New Yorkers saved some of that dust, often just for a souvenir. And we've had a dust in from Frank D'Alessio, who gathered a sample 10 minutes after the North Tower collapsed. That dust is full of these red chips, red on one side, gray on the other, that are very actively being studied now by three labs. And there are other labs anxious to study this material. And the reason I mention this, I had an email from David here just before your program. We would like to encourage others who have saved dust samples to provide a portion of the sample, retaining some for a further study. But this study is underway now. We're not waiting for an official government sanction or group to study this. We're studying it now. And we want to turn this into an international effort. The labs now are here in Indiana and New Hampshire, and we want to spread that to France and Australia and so on. There are people in France just very anxious to get their hands on a small 9/11 dust sample so that
sure.
they can look for the microspheres and the red-gray chips. And
so, Stephen, would you want them to send it directly to you, or how would they get it to you?
Okay, I wouldn't want it to come directly to me. Then we have problems with chain of custody. But if they want to write to me, or
you could give them the address where to send it.
Give them the address, right. Professor Babarian in France needs a sample desperately, for example, and we're trying to get that over to him. A sample needs to be about what would fit in your hand, you know, a cup-shaped hand.
Well, how do folks get in contact with you? Through the journal?
Yeah, if they go to the journal of 911studies.com and then up at the top click on Contact Us, they can write to either Kevin, well, either of the three editors, Kevin Ryan, Frank Legge, a Ph.D. chemist in Australia, or myself.
This is David Griffin. If anybody just wants to email me, if you know my email, I'm in contact with the same people in France, so
right.
I can give you the address, too.
Right. So we're very anxious to turn this into an international, basically a public-conducted investigation with the public being involved in providing...
Well, that is the good news. We also have Russian TV, French, Spanish, Japanese.
Right.
I mean, they're all doing real reports... that are showing, wow, there really is evidence of inside job. David Ray Griffin, looking at this historically, which you also look at, how do you see it unfolding now? Because at one level, I do see it losing some wind in the sails with Obama. But at another level, it's already gone international and actually seems to be building despite that. And you know, false flag terrorism has now entered the nomenclature. It's in movies. It's in culture. People are now looking for it. So it seems that the tool of government, of false flag or corporations, has been damaged to a certain extent. And some people say to me, well, why do you care? That was 7 years ago. The whole point is the entire post-9/11 world, this whole surveillance grid, has been built on that lie. So can you overall speak to the 9/11 truth saga itself and where you see it, you know, what it's done and where you see it going?
Yes, let me make 3 points. One is I think the election of Obama is a reason to gear up, not to not to slow down, because, you know, although we all tried, there was no realistic chance, as long as Bush was in power, that anything was going to happen in the United States. But with a new administration, a new attorney general, and so on, there is really a chance that we could have an investigation. Now, some people were motivated by revenge. They wanted Bush and Cheney and the gang to be punished, and that's understandable. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is to get the policies changed, as you've indicated. The so-called war on terror is set to continue. Obama thus far has talked about increasing our activities in Afghanistan.
Yes.
And they're still talking as if they believe that Osama bin Laden is still alive, even though there's no evidence that he's been alive.
In fact, it appears they're reviving him.
Yeah, he's I'm just writing a paper on that, and it's the evidence is very strong, and the evidence that he's been alive since 2001 is really extremely weak to non-existent.
Yeah.
So that's one point, that we should be increasing our activity, not decreasing it. Secondly, on this internationalization, I just returned from a tour in Japan, and there is increasing interest there. We had almost 500 people turn out in Tokyo for an all-day conference. And we have political leaders in Tokyo who have taken a public stand. And, of course, that adds credibility. And I've been working with Fujita and another person to bring about a group called Political Leaders for 9/11 Truth, which will be an international movement. We already, in fact, have a website, although if you go there's nothing on it there. But we're all ready to fill in the data. So that'll be a significant event. And thirdly, hello, are you still there?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, okay. Thirdly, a new group has just formed called Lawyers for 9/11 Truth, which is an international group. And William Pepper and many other leading lawyers have already signed up, and it's moving along rather quickly. So the point is that whereas Stephen and Kevin and others have led the way to get us to this point where the science is so strong, that it's now time to turn it over to the political and the legal realm, and that is now starting to happen.
All right, well, let's look forward. First, you, Professor Griffin, and then quickly, and then get a response from Professor Jones. How do you see it unfolding in the future? Because it is continuing to grow. People understand how core an issue it is of government-sponsored terror, of provocateur actions. How do you see it unfolding? Do you see any justice to the perpetrators, or do you just see it becoming a public secret that this has been done, thus deterring some of the same institutions from pulling off similar events in the future?
Well, I would prefer a third alternative. As I say, I'm not interested in revenge, and I'm rather encouraged by Obama. I know some people aren't, but I am. First of all, he is very bright, and secondly, I believe he has also got a strong moral compass. And he also appreciates constitutional law, and he knows what has been done here. And so I think that he will be open to, he and his people will be open to evidence. So that's why I say I think we need to ramp things up. and present the strongest evidence and take every route we can to get it, bring it to the attention of the Obama people, because I think there is the chance for a real investigation. And but also he has shown that he has this virtue called forgiveness, that, you know, at least in our Christian tradition, it's been called a virtue. And he's willing to let bygones be bygones. And so I think if the most hopeful route would be a truth and reconciliation commission, where the main thing would be to get the truth out and therefore get the policies changed. And if these people, you know, they'll have their own punishment, you know, just knowing what they did and having other people know what they did. That's a very secondary or tertiary matter from my point of view.
Professor Jones?
Yeah. I guess mine would be almost a fourth alternative, or maybe a modification of a couple others, and that is, I think, from the people ourselves, internationally now, as it's clear that there is an awakening going on. I think that there can be this grassroots movement coupled, frankly, with economic difficulties that are making people say, well, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't trust the government and everything. You know? I mean, the depression or recession, whatever you want to call it, that seems to be spreading internationally is inducing people to take a hard look at what has brought us to this state. And as that happens, through the Internet and programs like yours, Alex, the truth about 9/11, I believe, will resonate with more people, and we'll have this grassroots movement demanding answers. And I think that, coupled with the science, will force politicians, even in our own Congress, to say, look, we need to take a look at this. I might say that our congressman here in Utah came over to my little apartment and spent an hour with me, one-on-one, discussing 9/11 issues and the research that I've done. And he is very supportive of a 9/11 investigation. Jason Chaffetz, just newly elected, replaced Chris Cannon.
Well, Jason Chaffetz.
Chaffetz, right. So, you know, I'm very encouraged that, and I know there are a lot of people locally and internationally that are...
Is that a federal congressman?
Yes.
How do you spell his name, Jason Chaffetz?
Chaffetz, Chaffetz.
All right, I want to get him on.
Yeah, you should. Well, okay. he's just new into the Congress. His first round, you know, in Congress.
So he is a 9/11 truther, or he's investigating?
He supports an investigation, and he wanted to talk to me, and so we did for an hour in my apartment.
Well, that's fabulous. That is fabulous news. Okay,
Go ahead.
No. I mean, you were saying that the people are.
People are leaning on their congressman to do an investigation. I'm hoping that as various conditions cause people to wake up, that they will continue to speak out to their congressman, not let that down, but now, you know, keep the pressure up on the congressman and internationally too, so that, as David said, we can get the political arm and the legal arm active in pursuing justice and truth.
David Ray Griffin, isn't there also a facet to this that the people have learned that when the mainstream media is attacking a 9/11 truth movement or a JFK investigation movement or any other movement, that generally the mainstream media is so discredited now that it almost makes people then go investigate what we're saying? I mean, I found, as bad as the History Channel piece was, that it seemed to backfire on them and got more people to actually look at the evidence.
Well, yeah, the BBC show had the same effect. Building on what Stephen was saying there, I think that it will take an international movement, and that's why I'm encouraged that Japan, it looks like now, will be putting pressure on Washington and saying, look, we lost some people in the towers, And we've only had the assurance of President Bush that these were Muslims who did this. Give us the proof. I understand from Annie McCone, she was here recently from the UK, the leader of the London movement, and she says that whereas some people in the United States had said things were dying down a little bit here because the Bush-Cheney people would be leaving office, that in Europe it's actually getting much more interest. And,
well, let me say, it's only getting bigger from what I see in New York this last year and other places. I'm just saying some fear that, you know, it's a Bush-centric, all about Bush, whereas the very same military-industrial complex that did this is still there. And I think that's the point that has to be made. But we'll see what Barack Obama does. I mean, I have to tell you, appointing Hillary Clinton or moving to put her in Secretary of State and a bunch of other stuff, I think we're going to see betrayal from him. But we can hope for the best. Final segment with Ever Ray Griffin.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Segments with Professor Stephen Jones, who I want to get back on separately by himself, and Ed Ray Griffin by himself in the future. But I thought it'd be neat to have both of them on together today. And we appreciate them joining us. Before I go back to them, PrisonPlanet.tv, all of my films are super high quality. The last hour of the show every day live, the document cam, the video feeds, extras from films that aren't even on the DVDs, my in-studio reports, just so much. Is at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your membership there funds this operation and what we do here, $5.95 a month. But right now you can get 5 months free when you sign up for a year. You basically pay for, 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now through December. and sign up for that right now and pay for 6 months. You basically get 5+ months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out, folks. I know you know about the New World Order, but to your friends and family, you can actually give them your passcode as a present. I don't care. Use it for yourself. Give it to them. I want to get the word out. So that's my little present to you. Going to David Ray Griffin, tell us about your latest book, your seventh book on 9/11.
Well, that's the New Pearl Harbor Revisited, and it's some people have thought it's an update or a revision of the New Pearl Harbor, but not at all. It's a totally new book. The idea is that if a journalist or a politician were going to try to dig into this who knew nothing about it before, it's kind of overwhelming to think, you know, they might have to read 20 journal articles and 3 or 7 books or so. So the idea was to try to get all the most essential information in 2 books. So it's now a 2-volume set, The New Pearl Harbor and The New Pearl Harbor Revisited.
And by the way, when you read these books or you go over the 500 smoking guns of 9/11 online, it is mind-blowing. I mean, just how obvious it is, David.
Well, that's right. And I've always argued the main thing is a cumulative case that no matter which part of the story you look at, you find outright contradictions and lies and just assertions that, from a scientific point of view,
well, that's
it. Cannot be true.
Well, I mean, that's it. It's the covering up. I mean, the other evidence is strong, too. But the covering up, the sneakiness, the lying, the acting so suspicious, I mean, that is really powerful. And in closing, Stephen Jones, your take on that. I mean, is that strong evidence why they lie and cover up?
Well, sure. And, of course, the steel was cut up and shipped out of this country over the protests of many scientists and engineers who felt that this data, this evidence, is crucial in solving and understanding what happened on 9/11. So, and again, now the dust we have is still extant, and I just wanted to reemphasize, as I'm working with David and others, Kevin Ryan and others, trying to understand and get samples of this 9/11 dust out to scientists worldwide so that we can really corroborate, confirm the results that we're getting.
The findings.
The residues of explosives, so that people can hear about it from scientists. I believe that there's a lot of trust still in scientists as opposed to politicians, I guess I could say it that way. And I believe if we can get this out to the public and keep that public discussion going based on hard evidence, that we'll make tremendous strides in the next year.
Absolutely. And folks can get in contact and read your papers. Tell them the best place for that.
Just go to journalof911studies.com. And our other papers that are published in the more established journals are listed right up at the top on the home page.
All right. And then, of course, for David Ray Griffin's book and other materials, you can just Google David Ray Griffin, the New Pearl Harbor Revisited. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us today, and have a great Thanksgiving coming up next week.
Thanks so much. My pleasure, Alex.
Thank you both, gentlemen. All right, that's it for this transmission. There go our guests, great men. Rebroadcast starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A day on